So, Kusimi, good morning. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning, Abunyile, and to your listeners.
So, it seems like Zambia's inspirational beekeeping model is taking the world by storm.
Yes, you know, 10 years ago, a company started in Zambia, in a village near the forest called Mama Butchu, which means honey bee. And what they do here is that they basically are a bee farm, where they roped in community members in terms of starting a business of producing raw quality honey. Now, the significance of this is that what's different about the product is that it's free of preservatives, it's organic, but the model in which they operate is what's unique, is that, you know, it's the local community that is at play here. They are the ones that take care of the bees. So although it was started by a European, but, you know, the skills were transferred to the community members who then grew the company themselves. And this is what we've always been speaking about in terms of social entrepreneurship, that when you start a company or a business that, you know, that tackles the social ills, you find that it grows more and it's more sustainable. So over the past 10 years, it's been able to feed almost 10,000 families by providing an income, jobs, a skill set, a various skill set within the value chain of making honey. And they've even started a school, for example, in this village where initially there were 60 children in the school. Now there's 400 children that go to this particular school. And they want to replicate this model throughout the country in Zambia, as well as even perhaps, you know, start moving the model into other places. So the honey that they create this year is expected to be more than 1 million bottles. Yeah. It's exported to countries like South Africa, the UK, and they also want to now start incorporating things like blockchain technology, artificial intelligence. So it's, you know, it's expanding the community's minds in terms of the fourth industrial revolution and the type of technologies that we need to take into account when growing our businesses. And it's also, as I say, it's providing a platform for sustainability. So it's not that whole thing that a European has come through, taken the money and left, but it's an empowerment of sorts where both of them work together in order to create something that grows the community.
I hear you loud and clear. So, Kusibia, thank you so very much for joining us on the show. A very good morning to you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much to Soko Zibia, the editor at Africa.com. For more of their stories, do visit www.africa.com.